The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back at 7:05 for the final hour of the show, and it's really good to have you along. I'm Randy Corporan, and our phone number is 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Denver Nuggets are smoking the Lakers early in the first period, 28-16. So, you know, if you just have to get a Lakers fix, you can always flip it on. Stay tuned, or come back later, grab the podcasts. They're up very quickly after the show. Blake jumps on those right away. And you can get them at 710knus.com, 710knus.com. Our podcasts do really, really well. And it was kind of fun on Monday, first time filling in for George Brockler, regardless of what time period he was on, but doing the morning show, used to do that a lot when Peter was here. And now we do Rumble. So literally... you know, had to shower, had to shave, had to look good because there are two cameras in here watching and tracking your every movement. And apparently our Rumble did very, very well as well. So I really appreciate the loyalty of the listeners to 710 KNUS and the loyalty of listeners to this show or when I'm on elsewhere on our clock. Really means a lot. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. Wasn't that a refreshing hour with Barbara from Harlem? BarbaraFromHarlem.com, escaping the racism of low expectations. Was it a bridge too far when I was when we talked about, you know, God moving in mysterious ways and my wife going to the ER for a different thing that we would have never known about these brain aneurysms and, you know, could have killed her? So, you know, bad things that happen, you've got to step back and take a look at the progression. And I made a pretty big leap there, expanding that out to slavery. But I hadn't really thought about it before until Barbara from Harlem said that thank God for slavery. Because but for slavery, she could be living in very poor conditions in Africa or elsewhere around the world. That a whole, you know, multiple generations of Black Americans, even though their ancestors were under the horrible yoke of slavery, had the opportunity to be born into this country. And so many just don't understand it. They're brainwashed by Democrats who stoke racism, who stoke violence, who stoke chaos, because that's what it takes when your policies don't work. When you don't have logic and common sense on your side, when you don't stand on timeless principles that have supported freedom and constitutionally limited government, the only way that you can stay in charge is to keep everything at a heightened state of frenzy and then be the federal government riding in on the white horse to save the day. Man, oh man, it was just really an interesting conversation with her. And we do celebrate Black conservatives because it takes such courage to step out of the Democrat plantation. Mm-mm-mm. All right. We always play a couple of things that are very important for you to hear.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And then the, in my,
well, I tell you what, it
stop
helps
it now. And then, in my opinion, the murderer, Anthony Fauci.
I didn't shut down anything. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. There is so much information coming out about his history, the gain of function research, the misleading of President Trump, the don't wear a mask. And then, well, I said that because I didn't want to have a run on masks. We need them for our medical professionals. Then wear one mask, two masks, three masks are even better. But this, just the 7 seconds, the hypocrisy. The first is from 2022. The second is from 2020.
I didn't shut down anything. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
And then the last one, just
we're
for
seeing
fun.
Almost 11 jobs created under this president. We're seeing almost 11 jobs created under this president.
Almost 11 jobs created under this president. But let's take a minute now and think about what's really going on. Why would anyone who aspires to be in law enforcement, to protect people, to defend the peace, to create safe streets and a nation where people can just walk into a mall or walk along in their neighborhood and not feel terrified, why would they politicize the most powerful law enforcement agency in the nation? Why would they do it? The FBI has become CIA on steroids, it seems like, but there's only really one reason, and here it is.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And he meant it. This putative president showers with his daughter, creepy, touchy, feely, brain dead president, wannabe, unfortunately has the nuclear codes. And the final say, I guess, is nothing more than the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. And you know who they've got in line for the fourth term, right? Joel Gilbert's been on this show, filmmaker, documentarian. We've talked about it. Michelle Obama will be the fourth term of Obama if we let them get away with it. The fundamental transformation of the United States of America. And you know how we know that Barack Obama has these designs in spite of his, as Joe Biden would say, his smooth appearance? He's clean, he's sharp, you know, really the first black politician. Gosh, do we have that clip? No, that's the one we don't have. Okay. How do we know that Barack Hussein Obama set the FBI dogs, the deep state dogs, on the Trump administration? James Clapper says so.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
He who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. Talked about that while the Mueller investigation was going on, the investigation that has now been exposed as a whole bunch of bunk by the Durham report. And the media was a part of it as well. We were already seeing evidence of the FBI involvement, of the setup, the lies from the Steele dossier, and yet stayed old 60 Minutes on our very own national news, CBS, was part of the game.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign,
Leslie. Well, there's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Okay. Has she retracted? Has she apologized to President Trump? Has she apologized to the 70 million Trump supporters who voted, who gave more votes to President Trump than any sitting president in the history of our country? Have any of them apologized? No, they continue the propaganda. Just ask Elon Musk.
You know, you do some tweets that seem to be, or at least give support to some who would call others conspiracy theories.
Well, yes, but I mean, honestly, you know, some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
Well, like the Hunter Biden laptop.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
So, you know, that was a pretty big deal. There was Twitter and others engaged in active suppression of information that was relevant to the public. That's a terrible thing that happened. That's election interference.
Active investigation. Active interference in the dispensing of information that was relevant to the public during an election. No election fraud, no election shenanigans. We should always talk about our gold standard elections. By the way, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold did that on Twitter. If I have a minute, I'll pull that back up and read some of the comments. Her little tweet, "Don't you just love our gold standard elections here in Colorado?" got blasted. Just got blasted, and it was beauty. It was true beauty. So with regard to the FBI whistleblower clips, I think we'll start with the one I played in the first hour of the show. This is FBI whistleblower Marcus Allen talking about January 6th involvement of the FBI.
It used to be that the media was the primary place that people would go.
You know what? Oops, I think I'll do that one next because this is a good lead up too, because Joe Rogan gets it. The most listened to podcaster in the world, Joe Rogan gets it.
It used to be that the media was the primary place that people would go to find out what's going on in the world. But now the media conveniently leaves out anything that it doesn't want to be at the front and center in terms of like things that people concentrate on and talk about. You know, all it is like January 6th. Did you see what they did? January 6th. Trump is coming back, but January 6th looms large.
How about the fact that the guy who's the president right now can't form a f-ing sentence? He makes up words and stumbles through things. No one says a thing about it.
Yeah, how about that? How about a media that covers for him? How about a media that ignores the Durham report, that ignores the FBI whistleblowers, that ignores the Biden crime family? Speaking of black conservatives, who's better right now than Florida Congressman Representative Byron Daniels when it comes to talking about the Biden crime family?
There's one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know, is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs, I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here.
Well, it's easy to get Pulitzers, man. All you've got to do is write negatively about Trump. Shouldn't the Pulitzer Prize winners who wrote all about Russia, and the collusion stories have to give those Pulitzers back? Does it even mean anything to get a Pulitzer? It's just a club of intellectual elites from the radical left handing out door prizes to each other. It's not real journalism anymore. It's not real news anymore. It's propaganda. So we're going to play this one off of Mike 2, Blake. This is the FBI whistleblower Marcus Allen one more time on the FBI involvement in January 6th.
Those individuals were inside the Capitol, to which the SSA responded back, and I was privy to these conversations firsthand. Why can't you show us, why can't you just send us, give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
So, Mr. Allen, you got retaliated.
Just think about what we just heard there. There may be, you can't have 11,000, the Congress, not just Tucker Carlson, not just the press, not just the people of the United States who are entitled to the truth about January 6th, but Congress doing oversight, part of their constitutional duty of this out of control executive branch, crime fighting unit known as the FBI. can't turn over 11,000 hours of video because they may have too many assets whose identities will be exposed that were in the Capitol on January 6th. There are so many scandals, you break your neck because your head spins around so fast. I told this story on the George Brockler show, and it just pops back up again. I was debating whether I should reach out to someone who I really admire, someone who worked in the FBI for a long, long time. And I just loved sitting down and hearing stories. And when the Russia stuff was coming out, I think he was a Trump supporter to start. But he believed Trump was a criminal. He believed all of these things. And as we learned more about the setup of George Papadopoulos and the Steele dossier and things that just instinctively didn't make sense, we'd get into these conversations. We'd get into these debates over a good meal and a cold drink. And, you know, I'd hop on my Harley and ride home and think, wow, I just think he's wrong. But just enjoyed it so much and admire the guy so much. And then as it got deeper and deeper into the Trump administration and as the lies continued to mount, it just tapered off. And virtually, you know, COVID hit as well. But we just virtually stopped getting together. And so I was debating when I shared this story on the Brockler show on Monday, the George show on Monday, whether to reach out to him. And I just decided to go ahead and do it. And we haven't connected yet. I don't know that we will. But hey, I told you so, or gee, you know, look at your agency. I'd be embarrassed if I were a longtime quality law enforcement level, not the administrative political class of the FBI, but the people out there really just trying to do the job, putting their lives on the line, trying to save Americans, trying to save traffic kids, all the things that they're supposed to do. I'd be ashamed. But you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself. You didn't design this massively growing administrative politicized leadership class of the FBI. You went for the right reasons to do the right things. And I'm just guessing that so many are still trying to do that. And I commend you. I thank you all for it. But I sure would love to hear what he thinks now. The Durham report mean anything? I think we talked about when Durham was appointed. And I said, you know, this guy looks like the real deal. Just wait. Just wait. And man, what a disappointment Durham turned out to be. 306 pages of scathing, damning evidence about the politicization and the weaponization of the FBI by the political class that are in control of it. But nothing. No prosecutions, no recommendations to prosecute. Simply, no good instructions on what to do. Just do better. Just do better. Durham the pit bull, man. You, like John McCain, will go down in infamy for blowing a very important opportunity. And I, for one, am very, very disappointed. All right, we're up against the wall. We need to take a break. I've got some FBI whistleblower audio that I want to share with you. Moving on from J6. It's just all so very important. The picture is so big, it's hard to get, you know, a snapshot here and a snapshot there doesn't do it justice. This makes Watergate look like, I don't know, a rowboat next to the Titanic. It's nothing, a burglary of a political opponent, you know, of a political party's office and a stupid cover-up that Nixon likely could have survived. Don't know if he should, I haven't dug deeply into Nixon, but nothing compared to what we're seeing right now. Have we found out about it in time? Is it being exposed in time? Do you have the courage to talk about it? Also, I've got some audio from the closing argument of the Carrie Lake election fraud, election shenanigans, signature verification, Maricopa County lying election that we'll share with you when we return as well. So sit right there. It's Wake Up with Randy Corporan here on 710 KNUS. We're back coming up on 7:30. 7:28, your Saturday night. Smoky out there. Doesn't smell very good. But hey, we're upright. We are breathing. We are living to fight another day. And phone lines are wide open. So if you want it, come and get it. 303-696-1971. 696-1971. Before we move on from January 6, I just want to remind you of a couple of things, because this is going to prove to be true with regard to the 2020 election as well. But as time goes on, we're learning more and more and more about January 6th. And part of it is because there have been some pretty high-profile trials. And if you add them up, it looks like you can prove, just from the government's own admissions, at least 100 operatives that were inside the government operatives, FBI and others, confidential informants or workers, whatever. I forget the terms that that get used sometimes. But 40 undercover operatives that were with the Proud Boys on January 6th. Oath Keepers had operatives inside. That comes out when the that came out when the Oath Keepers were having their trial in Washington, D.C. Great place to get a fair trial, right? If you are on the right side of the political spectrum, very, very hard. Confidential human sources, that's the terminology. We've heard that from Basil Boz and others that we've had on to talk about this. But eight informants inside the Proud Boys organization on January 8th, that was admitted by the FBI. The DOJ admitted to 40 government confidential human sources who were undercover. It's just unbelievable how infiltrated we were. And that's why we can't see the video. We can't watch the movie. Because as that whistleblower said just a moment ago, before the break, we played it for a second time. The FBI won't release 11,000 hours of video because they have too many sources inside that could be identified. What does that tell you about January 6th? A million people showed up to support the constitutional, legal challenge of the Electoral College votes and to support, of course, President Donald Trump. And it was a great speech. It was a peaceful event. And it was a great opportunity. Who was not press secretary, the chief of staff to Barack Obama, became the mayor of Chicago, who quoted, I don't know if remember if this is an Alinsky rule or not, but never let a crisis go to waste. Or if you can manufacture a crisis and then milk it for all it's worth. Again, ask yourself why Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. would turn down National Guardsmen if they wanted to keep the Capitol secure that day. They did not want this vote to take place. For the first time in American history, there was literally going to be a challenge to the Electoral College votes. The Democrats have tried to do it a bunch of times, but you have to have one member from each house, one member from the House and one member from the Senate, join in the motion to table the counting of the Electoral College votes and then go into session to discuss it, to analyze the requests from the states who are doubting the results of their own elections. And for the first time, and I don't have it up right now, but I've played audio from literally a half a dozen different Democrats who in prior elections, successful Republican presidential elections, had stood up to say that the vote should be challenged, that this was illegal, this was wrong, this was fraud, this was that. But they never could get a member of the Senate to join them. So it didn't go any further. The Electoral College votes were counted, and whoever the winner was, the Republican winner for that election, took office. It happened in the second election of George W. Bush. And it was no big deal. Just Democrats trying to challenge, but they couldn't get somebody from the other side of the aisle or the other side of the House, of the Capitol. But this time there was a House member and a senator. Ted Cruz was the senator who rose to say, yes, we should hear these requests. And what they would have done is have to go into conference for any state that had requested the ability to delay the counting of their votes while they looked into their own elections. All legal, all constitutional, all peaceful, still part of the, air quotes, peaceful transition of power that everybody cries about, that Donald Trump somehow tried to interfere with. Nonsense. It is not a peaceful transition of power if enough people in enough states don't trust the outcomes of their elections and go through the legal process to challenge it. Incredible. When you hear this, these closing statements in the Carrie Lake, no ruling yet in that case, it could turn the gubernatorial race upside down in Arizona. Still, a week-long trial. I was so proud of my friend Kurt Olson, who I've had the opportunity to work with a little bit, who handled the closing argument audio that you will hear shortly. But I definitely want to make sure, I know we've got calls, but I want to make sure you hear some of these, some more of this whistleblower audio before we go to the phones. This is Matt Gaetz questioning FBI whistleblower Steve Friend.
Mr. Friend, you ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
FBI ever sent you to the parking lot of a school board meeting?
Yes, they have.
And in the parking lot of a school board meeting where the FBI sent you, you were taking down information regarding people's license plates.
That's correct.
Now, it wasn't the first time you'd been to a school board meeting, was it?
No, I went on my own as a private citizen.
As a parent?
Yes.
And so there you were. It must have been quite an interesting perspective. There you were taking down the information of people, parents attending school board meetings on behest of the FBI. And you had been one of those parents at a school board meeting. How did that feel?
Well, after I attended privately, my colleagues teased me that they were probably going to start investigating me.
You used to go after the worst of the worst, didn't you?
Yes, I believe so.
You went after people who looked at child porn?
Yes.
People who were sexually exploiting children?
Yes.
And then you were in the parking lot of a school board meeting, taking down the information of parents. What happened to the cases that you were working to protect our communities from the worst predators that exist?
I was told they were not to be resourced, and then after I was suspended, they were handed off to local law enforcement.
Wow. So the FBI just decided it was more important to have you in that parking lot of that school board meeting than getting the worst of the worst away from people that they could harm.
That's correct.
But you deserve the consequences you are getting, according to the ranking member.
Wow. Just incredible. And while we're on this, I know we've got callers, different topics, and I'm happy to move to them, so I hope everybody will sit tight. But let's just finish this short series of audio. Here is a Democrat, New York Representative Dan the Douche Goldman. Now, I will admit I modified his name a little bit. Dan the Douche Goldman attacking that same FBI whistleblower, Steve Friend.
Mr. Boyle, do you know who Kash Patel is?
I do.
Have you received any money from Kash Patel or his organization?
I have.
Mr. Friend, what about you? Do you know Kash Patel as well?
Yes.
And did you receive any money from Kash Patel?
Yes, he gave me a donation last November.
A donation?
Yes.
Are you a charitable organization?
I was an unpaid, indefinitely suspended man trying to feed his family, and he reached out to me and said he wanted to give me a donation.
What an absolute pig. Dan the Douche Goldman from New York. Those FBI agents who went through the whistleblower process, which is supposed to provide protections, no retaliation, you don't lose your job, you can keep your anonymity until it's determined that you have whistleblower status, and then all of these protections that are supposed to be put in place, suspended, had their pay stopped. Well, yeah, and then transferred to a different state before they were not allowed to get there to continue to work or get paid or whatever. And then their belongings tied up and kept from them in storage that the FBI has control of. I mean, that's how sick these bastards in charge of, on the top of the FBI, are willing to act against people who come forward, citizens, the brave FBI officers that I was talking about earlier, the man who was my friend and I haven't talked to in a long time, who I think is probably right in this same category, would love to hear what he has to say about it. And this congressman comes out and says, are you a charitable organization? Did someone raise money for you? Cash Patel, political operative for Donald Trump? He put that on his Twitter feed. That's where I got this audio from. Just disgusting, these people. But here's the last one for tonight, and then we'll take a quick break, come back, get all your phone calls, and wrap up the show. Here's the last one, and I just saved this for last because it is so critically important for you to hear this. This is Garrett O'Boyle talking about his retaliation.
All of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up, and I think the American people need to know about it. What advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
The FBI will crush you. This government will crush you. If you're an FBI employee who saw things that were illegal, immoral, improper, damaging to, as the Democrats and some idiot Republicans like to say, our democracy, to our constitutional republic, if you come out, the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you. Sobering, terrifying. Think about the Durham report. Think about everything we've learned about J6. That we're still learning about the 2020 election, and now about the FBI, the weaponization of the FBI by the Democrat-controlled political elite. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. All right. Artist Barbara, please be patient with me. We'll get to our break. We'll wrap up the show when we return, 710 KNUS. Man, I cannot believe how fast 3 hours goes with you. And I'm so grateful to have you along. It's Randy Corcoran on 710 KNUS. And I hope to get to play a little bit of that audio. I want to get to some calls as well. One thing I am really obligated, required to share with you at least once during this show is what is going on with AM radio and how Salem is trying to stand up to it. 45 million listeners tune into AM radio each month. It's the backbone of the EAS, the Emergency Alert System. The feds use it. 90% of the population can be reached within 10 minutes. AM radio goes beyond the digital alert system, providing real-time actionable insight and directions. And rural communities have come to depend on AM radio due to its extended coverage compared to FM radio or unreliable internet access. And the other thing about AM radio, man, this is where you and I are. This is where conservative talk radio still has a voice and a big voice. Niche radio available here, culturally relevant programming. You know, the left has tried to make talk radio work. It falls flat on its face every single time, and AM radio remains free. If it goes to the internet, then you've got to have an app, you've got to have a smartphone, you've got to pay for your internet, etc. So Salem is airing 30-second announcements, helping all of you understand this issue more and asking you to contact their members of Congress because the Biden administration wants manufacturers to stop putting AM radios into your cars. If you go to 710 KNUS or if you're anywhere in the country listening to this podcast, Find a Salem Station website, and there'll be a dedicated link and a landing page to give you additional information, what you can do, what's going on. Salem Surround has created a 360-degree awareness campaign that includes social media marketing, mobile app notification, targeted email deployment, and Town Hall Media, which airs here on 710. That's Hot Air, PJ Media, Red State, and townhall.com has written numerous articles on this topic. And now our director of government affairs here at Salem will be joining Salem's on-air hosts. Maybe we'll get him some night to explain the issue in depth and provide a call to action. So right now, go to 710knus.com, or as soon as you're done with the show, go to the website. There's a petition there that you can sign that says, hell no, we want our AM radio. You know why they're doing this. They are terrified of you and our ability to communicate with you. Don't let it happen, please. And before we go to the phones, we have to spend just 15 seconds with an absolute idiot.
The Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe versus Wade, among many other things it's done to this country, is sacrificed our military readiness.
It's sacrificed our military what readiness, Michael Bennett, Senator Michael, the accidental senator. No, I guess that's Hickenlicker. The idiot senator, and he's not a stupid man, but what a stupid thing to say. The result, one of the results of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, is we've sacrificed our military readiness. How about all of this woke nonsense, this gender-affirming, behavior-changing nonsense, the stupid training that they're getting, the stupid advertising they're getting that's making them fall short of the needs of our U.S. military as China continues to train and discipline up and weapon up and throw their weight around and make connections, replacing America as a world leader. Oh, my God. All right, I need to calm down. Ladies, you can do that for me. And I know you want to talk about someone who is now a hero of mine. We'll start with artists in Aurora. How about that Barb from Harlem?
Yes, and God put her right where she needed to be for you guys. We're all praying for Tana. The fact that they figured this out when she went in with the vertigo, that was God saying, okay, we need to do something here. And then to introduce you to somebody online, you know, on the phone that has had the same thing done, you got to know that's God.
I just got that shiver up and down my spine. I do know it because I feel it. It's like the way God thumps me and says, hey, stupid, hey, arrogant man, don't forget I'm here. Slow down. Get out of my way. You may not like all of it, but we're going where we need to go. And I do get reminded. I do get slapped down. And then we get back into our lives, right? We're in control, and we can make the difference, and we can make the change. And
I also love the fact that you guys brought up Margaret Sanger, because I don't know that everybody realizes how the abortion industry started and why.
Pure eugenics. It's unbelievable. She believed in Mein Kampf and Hitler's approach. And her target was black people. And it's been
a racist.
And it's been so successful. So successful.
And the fact that Roe v. Wade has been stopped for the country, it just means that each state will make its decision.
Yeah.
And nobody has stopped abortion.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately,
Colorado leads the way, and abortion's right up through the birth canal, you know.
And you know where I stand, because I was a nurse with preemies many years ago. Career. So,
yeah.
And there, you know, back in the 80s, there was a doctor down in Trinidad doing what they had available for sex change. And he had so many men come back to him and say, I wish I'd never done this. And he finally said, I'm done. And he quit doing it.
We're seeing brave.
Years ago.
Yeah. And now we're seeing the results, but we're seeing these young people who got brainwashed into chopping up their bodies, coming out with the courage to talk about it. We're seeing the swimmer athlete. What's her name? Ridley something or other.
Oh, okay. So Leah Thompson or something.
Anyway, well, Leah Thompson's the guy. Isn't he the guy that beat her?
Yeah, by seconds. I mean, but if he swam against men, he was like 423 in the list.
Right.
You know, men's bodies are made
differently. Gaines, not Ridley. Riley Gaines, yeah. The beautiful. But people are coming out. They're talking. They're pushing back. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad for it. Artist, thanks for weighing in, and I'll let I know
no
Tana's
problem.
Not listening now, but I will let her know that so many of you
she's
and we
in
just
our prayers.
We love you so much. Thank you.
Okay, you take care and take care of that cat.
Yeah, we can get him out of the hospital. All right, let's go to Holly from Aurora. Holly, welcome.
Hi, Randy. Yeah, I agree with Artist. Also, I just wanted to say that clip that you played where he tells us that there are too many FBI and DOJ and whatever those hours of video, that helps me, that gives me a confirmation of what I believe I heard the Lord say, and that is I believe that January 6th was an FBI project or
a deep state action. Yeah.
I think that they, if you look at it, who knew from the very beginning what was going to happen back in November and all the way through that whole thing? And every time it comes up, the FBI, they all knew what was going on and they knew they could hold it over us because we didn't know what was going on. And so I think we have to realize that, of course, they're not going to, investigate themselves. So when these FBI agents become whistleblowers, they have to stop them. They have to shut them up. But at the same time, the rest of us have to do everything we can and pray for them as well, that they be protected by the Lord. Because we're never going to get this country turned around, our government turned around. Our country, it seems as though they can't actually take it over, but they have taken over our country, our government. They haven't taken over our country, but if we don't have a government, then we won't have a country for long. So we have to do our part.
We're at that tipping point, Holly, there's no question about it. And and we've got a shot. I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are saying the same things. If we let those MAGA extremists get back in control, then it's over. And that's why they're acting so crazy right now.
I agree.
They're flailing and they're wailing because they know if we stop them this time, we can set them back another 20 years. And that gives us a chance. That gives us a chance to put things back together.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you.
And my wife thanks you as well.
God bless.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I do want to make sure that that you get a chance to hear this just a couple of minutes from the closing arguments of the Carrie Lake trial regarding Maricopa County and the fraudulent signature verification that was going on. And when we get the ruling, I don't know, the judge, it could be days, weeks, months before we get a ruling from the judge. But this is really good for you to hear. So let's go ahead and get that started.
Harry Lake and Katie Hobbs was decided by 17,117 votes. That, however, is out of 2.559 million votes. A difference between the two candidates of 0.67%. The number of ballots at issue, whether the court were to set aside for illegality the 70,000, the 274,000 in a proportional manner, or in a under Granby laws, proportionality is the standard. And under Miller, it could be a straightforward calculation. This election should be set aside. Your Honor, the election was unlawful. 16,550 was not complied with. Defendants don't dispute our expert. They don't dispute the evidence. Trust must be restored, Your Honor. Following the law requires acting in accordance with its express terms. It's that compliance that builds faith in the system. And it's non-compliance that destroys it. And just as you saw Ms. Onakai testify, she saw firsthand what goes on in Maricopa County during the elections. Same with Mr. Myers. As he said, the math didn't add up. Your Honor, we request that this election be set aside. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, this election should be turned over. Who knows when that ruling will come? Is there a judge courageous enough to take such an action? We've got one caller left on the line. Let's see if we can squeeze her in very, very quickly. Or him. Him or her. I can't hear you, Blake. Go ahead. Caller.
Hello?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. I love you. This is Linda, but this is really powerful. Babies are God's opinion. Life should go on. Babies are God's opinion. Life should go on.
Boy, that's a great point. That's a great point. Thank you so much, Linda. God bless. The music's in the background. Really do appreciate you. Yeah. When the left has to lie in order to convince people of their points or their policies, it tells you everything that you need to know. And I like that. Babies are God's opinion that life should go on. Well, it should, and we will, and we'll be back next week. Wheeling and dealing like we always do. In the meantime, so grateful for your prayers, your calls, your texts tonight. Just means the world to Tana and I will give you a full update when I return. So always remember, please never, ever forget. God loves you. So do I. And there is one thing that you cannot do.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.